Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The state patrol is releasing details about the arrest of a man who was removed from the state capitol three times. An alarm alerted Capitol Security late Friday night that someone was inside the Senate chamber, and 36-year-old Dominic Peace was found naked and nonviolent. He was taken to Regents Hospital for a mental health evaluation and released. Peace was seen outside the Capitol at 7:30 Saturday morning and again taken to Regions and released. Troopers arrested him at 7:30 Saturday night when he showed up at the state Capitol a third time. Investigators say there are no indications that Peace broke into the Capitol building. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar celebrated the storm recovery efforts in the Beltrami County area in northern Minnesota.
Bemidji is open for business.
Klobuchar visited the area to recognize how the community has come together to clean up and rebuild since late June.
One of the worst storms we've seen in our state, straight line winds, lost millions of trees, but guess what? They've already been putting up new trees. They're already fixing their buildings, but there's so much more work to do. But what's really cool, you can come here. You can visit.
Many parts of the state are cleaning up after severe thunderstorms Sunday. National Weather Service reported a tornado south of Appleton near the Minnesota River in Lac Qui County. Strong winds, downed trees and power lines. We had flash flooding, large hail, and power outages. It's been a terrible summer for mosquitoes, and the experts say the West Nile virus is here about a month early.
There's a particular species that's most responsible for transmission to humans of West Nile virus, Culex tarsalis, and that species has had a very good year, partially because of hot, humid conditions, which it likes, and partially because of the rain that we've had.
Alex Carlson of the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District says one way to cut down on mosquitoes is to remove stagnant water from your property. Kurt Kitayama is the winner of the 3M Open of the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine. The 32-year-old Californian captured his second career PGA title after being catapulted by a course record 11 under par 60 on Saturday. Kitayama birdied six of the first eight holes in Sunday's final round to help seal the victory.
This tournament's amazing. I thought the fans were awesome. The course is in amazing shape. It's just a great, great venue, great atmosphere, great setup, you know. I thought that last year is a place that I would want to keep playing.
This was the seventh year that the PGA Tour held an event at the TPC Twin Cities. And the Atlanta Dream beat the Minnesota Lynx 90-86 last night at Target Center. It was the first home loss of the season for the 22-5 Lynx. Minnesota was unable to rally back from a 16-point halftime deficit. Nafisia Collier led the Lynx with 32 points. This is MNN.